Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole-body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everybody. I am Dr. Peggy Parker, and this is Simple Solutions for Everyday Health here on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I'm going to be guiding you through some tips and suggestions for traveling with food sensitivities. And this is really on my mind because I just completed a 2.5 week journey from Dallas, Texas, to San Diego, where I've relocated, and you're talking to me and we're chatting right here on a couch while I'm waiting for all of my things to arrive on the truck so I can get my little studio and office set up. So the wonders of the internet and the whole electronic age are baffling and wonderful because, you know, even without all of that, I can still talk with you today. So I want to kind of share with you some of the things that I experienced on my trip that helped me decide that this was an amazingly great timing for this topic, since summer vacations are around the corner. And if you have been newly diagnosed or haven't really traveled much or haven't successfully traveled with food allergies in the past, I am here to help you kind of get it figured out so that your next trip will be the most successful, most fun, allergy-free trip you've ever had. So let's get started here. So just to kind of fill you in on why I'm in San Diego and, you know, why it took me so long to get here from Dallas, as most of you know, I've written a cookbook called OMG, That's Allergy Free. And so when I left Dallas, I went to Austin where my daughter Angela lives, and I spent a week with her and some of my friends and did a book signing and, you know, kind of got ready for this next new adventure, which was not only traveling across the Southwest doing book signings and introducing new stores and new offices to my cookbook. But the reason that I moved to San Diego is that I'm about to start a clinical trial study using ionized water. And I know if you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know that I'm a really big fan of high quality ionized water. And one of the reasons is that a few years ago, I discovered something kind of important about it. And so I am going to do a pilot clinical trial study so that we can define all the parameters so a bigger study can be done once this one's finished. But I'm so excited that my friend Christina Wilson, who's an amazing esthetician here in San Diego and one of my best friends, she and her daughter Milena have asked me to join them. So I'm living with them for the next few months and taking over one of the offices in Christina's beautiful location in downtown San Diego, and off we go. So it's kind of exciting. But so in my journey to get here from Dallas to Austin to Abilene, Texas, to Lubbock, Texas, to Albuquerque, to Santa Fe, to Denver, back to Pueblo, Colorado, then back to Santa Fe, and then on to Sedona, and then Phoenix, and finally here in sunny San Diego. So it took me a little bit of time, but I had a really great time. And part of the reason that I had such a good and successful trip this time was because I took some time to do two things. I planned ahead, and I kind of stocked up on some appropriate snacks. Now, keep in mind that I was moving at the same time and having to get rid of things. So some of the things I brought with me just because I had a few extras and, you know, rather than give it away or throw it away, I went in and packed it and then figured out that that was one of the best decisions that I'd ever made. So I want to kind of share some of that with you. And, help you get started. So the best thing that you can do when you've decided that it's time for a vacation or you want to take a little road trip or a long road trip, the best thing you can do is do a little Google search. If you're planning a big vacation and you don't have any particular place in mind that you really are just, you know, itching to go, one of the best things that you can do is look for a travel site like glutenfreetravelsite.com. They have lists and lists and lists and lists and lists of places that are restaurants and bakeries and eateries and even whole destination vacation resorts that cater to people who have gluten sensitivities. And you can find similar things with other allergies. If you have a child that has peanut allergies or something like that, you can find places that camps, summer camps that are dedicated to allergy-free camping and things like that. There are gluten-free camps. If you have any questions about that, I've posted some information on my blog site, omgallergyfree.com, over the last few months, some great options for kids that have gluten sensitivity who want to go to camp. So you can do a little pre-planning like that. Or if you're just on a road trip and you have a destination in mind that you're going to visit family or friends, or there's a particular national park you want to see, or a series of national parks you want to see, or you're living someplace that's far away from the ocean and you want an ocean destination and you're willing to drive, or you want a mountain destination, well, then the easiest thing for you to do is kind of do some Google searches and figure out your routes, because generally there'll be two or three routes that can get you to your destination. So then if you Google each one of those cities and look for things like raw, vegan, or gluten-free restaurants, or allergy-free restaurants, or bakeries, those kinds of things, you'll be able to kind of map out which direction you think is going to be the most supportive to you on your trip. Now, you may not find all of the best places. I'll kind of give you that little tip a little later. But at least if you find some of the main places, that will may help you guide your, you know, your destination or your journey or the path that you're getting to your journey. And there are all kinds of other things that you can do to prepare for this trip. For instance, make a few of your favorite snack foods ahead of time, because when you prepare them yourself, you know exactly what's in them and you can feel really safe about getting started on your trip with those. Plus, by preparing some of your snack foods ahead of time and some of your meals ahead of time, or you know, meal additions ahead of time, you can save tons of money so that as you're traveling and you find some wonderful destinations like I did, you have a little extra money to spend eating at one of those fabulous places or picking up, you know, something new that you can carry on your, you know, carry with you on the rest of your trip. So here are a few of the snack foods that I made for myself. I made myself some trail mix. Now, if you have a dehydrator or you have an oven that has a super low setting, you can actually soak your nuts for several hours. And if you use ionized water, I really recommend that you soak your nuts in either pH 11.5 water or pH 9.5 water and soak them for a couple of hours, drain them, and then put them out on the trays in your dehydrator or on a cookie sheet, put them in a really low oven and let them dehydrate, and they get crisp. It's almost as though you're eating a toasted nut. And what this does is make the nuts a lot more digestible. So for those of you who follow a raw diet, you kind of already may understand that there are some enzyme inhibitors on the outside of nuts that are specifically meant to keep some pests away from them. And so by by soaking them, you remove some of that residue, and so it makes your nuts much more digestible for you as you're traveling. And, you know, that's one of the hardest things when you're traveling is keeping that digestive system in check. So this is a great way to do it. So I used some soaked in dehydrated nuts. And then and my particular combination, the ones that I really recommend are things like almonds, pumpkin seeds, macadamia nuts, Brazil nuts, pecans, sunflower seeds. Those are all super nutritious, nice and crunchy, hold up well, and each one of them has something really specifically good for your health about it. For instance, did you know that one Brazil nut has enough selenium to meet your entire needs for selenium for a day? That was pretty great, right? And all of them contain essential fatty acids like vitamin E and a few others that really help keep things moving. And the fats, those essential fatty acids, help continue to build cells. But more than that, when you're traveling, they create a feeling of that you're satiated, you know, that it's really nice to actually feel full and feel like you're not just constantly munching. The other nut that I highly recommend that I don't generally soak and dehydrate, I've never tried it, is actually are pistachios, and they work really great. Pistachios happen to be one of the lowest calorie nuts out there, so, you know, yummy and delicious. So just, you know, a little something to keep in mind. So then what I do is take some dried fruit, and I choose the unsweetened, unsulfured varieties of things like apricots and tart cherries and a few raisins and some blueberries and goji berries. And the one exception to the unsweetened fruit would be I choose some fruit-sweetened cranberries to add to my mix. And that is, I chop all those fruits up until they're pretty small pieces, because what you want is your ratio of nuts to be much higher than your ratio of fruits. So you mix them all together. And if you're if you like a particular other dried fruit, go ahead and add that in the mix. But you want about four times as many nuts as you have fruits. But then it's a nice little addition there, you know, kind of mix it up. There are also some great recipes in my cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free, for flavored nuts. And so sometimes that's a great savory option. There are also some crispy garbanzo bean recipes. I took a few of those on my trip as well. So those are some nice foods that help you get that snacking, crunching thing in and still keep the nutrition up, still keep your digestion moving along. In addition to that, you might want to look at baking some shortbread cookies. Again, you know, there are some great recipes in my cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free. I chose to bring along some pistachio and tart cherry shortbread that had little pieces of basil in it. I'd baked them for a book signing, and I took a few leftovers. Also some crackers. There's some great goat cheese cracker recipes, flaxseed cracker recipes, hemp and flax cracker recipes on my blog site and in my cookbook. So those are really wonderful things to take along because they kind of help you make up for that lack of bread. So if you're kind of stuck and you need to have one of those emergency meals that we'll talk about in a little bit, this really helps you feel like you're not deprived. I see that we're, you know, just flying by. The time's flying by really quickly. And so I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about creating a fun and safe allergy-free vacation. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll start taking some of your calls or some of your instant messages. And we'll continue on with some of these tips for a fun and healthy vacation. I'll talk to you in just a few minutes.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
In each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Transform your life.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about ways to ensure having a fun and healthy, allergy-free vacation this summer. So I would love to start taking some of your calls and questions through the instant feedback. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And if you want to just send me a little message, look over on the right side of your screen and you will find a box where you can type in a question and it automatically pops up on my screen and I'll answer it for you. So just before the break, we were talking about a few of the tips, a few of the things that I packed in preparation for my trip, and that really helped me have the most successful allergy-free trip I've had so far, and I travel a lot. So this really paid off for me, especially if you're taking a kind of a long car trip. So I mentioned that I think it's really good idea to map out your route and then you know some places where you can stop along the way. And then the second thing was to make some of your favorite snack foods. So I mentioned my favorite kind of trail mix and some cookies and some cracker options. And you can find some of those recipes on my website. In fact, because of some of the questions that I've gotten in advance, I'm actually going to post some of these things on my blog site tomorrow. Remember, my blog site is omgallergyfree.com. So you can feel free to look there and find some really great options. And a lot of the things that we're going to talk about today will be great reminders there. I also recommend, this third thing I recommend is to purchase some easily consumed, so non-messy, and sturdy fruits and veggies to pack along with you. Things like apples and oranges or tangerines, a carton of fresh blueberries, because of all the berries, those of course are going to be the ones that are the sturdiest and don't break down too easily. Some baby carrots or some celery sticks, red or yellow or orange peppers that you've cut into slices, broccoli or cauliflower florets, a box of grape or cherry tomatoes, and some sugar snap peas. These all make amazing little, snacky, crunchy, munchy things for you to eat in the car or to add to a kind of otherwise uninteresting salad that you may be kind of forced to choose as one of your options along the way. Number four, I also purchased things like protein bars. Now, Laura bars are one of my favorite and they're really yummy, but they're mostly just a fruit and nut bar, so they're higher in sugars from the dried fruit. So if you're looking for a real protein bar, my friend Kurt introduced me to J. Rob's peanut butter protein bars a few years ago when we were traveling a lot, and those are amazing, really tasty, really chewy, very high in protein meal replacement bars. And so if you add just some of your fresh fruit and veggies along with it, you really do have a complete meal. Kind is another brand, and Pure Organics is another brand of really good snack bars to take with you. And then tip number five, purchase some yogurt. Now, depending on your own food allergies and diet restrictions, you could choose coconut, almond, sheep's, or goat's milk yogurt. And then when you're staying in one of those hotel motel options that have free breakfast, where those of us who have food allergies can find virtually nothing to eat except maybe a piece of fruit, they always have bowls and spoons. So you can always mix up your yogurt with some of the fruit that you brought along, and it maybe a little touch of honey from a honey packet, or a little squirt of agave, or a few drops of stevia, and make yourself an amazing power-packed breakfast with nuts and fruits and yogurt, and you'll feel really good. Or you can stir it all up, put it back in a container, plastic container, and take it with you later for a snack. Tip number six, purchase some of those small aseptic boxes that they're about 8-ounce sizes of your favorite alternative milk, whether that would be almond or rice or coconut milk, as well as some coconut water, so that you can mix up some protein powder if you're in a pinch, or as a great way to start your day. I know that I've mentioned this a lot of times before on my food blog, and I think even on this show, but I'm a really big fan of Garden of Life's raw meal and raw protein powders. And while I was in Santa Fe, I mean, I guess it was Flagstaff. I can't remember. I've been so many places lately. I actually found that Garden of Life has now put out a raw meal in a chocolate version. And right now, because it's a new product, they've rolled it out at a temporarily lower price, and there are $5 coupons. So you can get a big container of it for about half as much as you would normally pay for it. So it's a good time to go ahead and give that a try. Tip number 7, purchase some of your favorite nut or seed butters to take along. Things like almond butter, tahini, peanut butter, walnut butter, cashew butter, and you can even get coconut butter. And both Artisana and Justin's offer foil pouches that are filled with really yummy serving sizes, single serving sizes, that make this a really simple and virtually mess-free kind of snack that you can even eat while you're driving. Tip number 8 is purchase a small amount of your favorite cheese or make some marinated almond feta. It's another one of the recipes from my cookbook. I took along with me a few slices of cheese, a little bit of fresh goat cheese to start off, and a small jar with about a quarter of a cup of the marinated feta that I'd already made, and it was in my refrigerator, so it was handy. And I just packed that into my little off-sided cooler, which I'll mention in just a few minutes. And that really does help too, because you know that depending on your route, you may come into some smaller towns, some places that don't have a health food store. They don't have many restaurant options. And so some of the safest things that you can often find is a salad or a salad bar, where you can carefully choose the things that you're putting on. And so to have this cheese that you can eat, or to have the crackers that you can bring along, really makes that meal feel a lot more complete. Now, number 9, this one's really important. This one really helped me be more successful. My whole digestive tract thanked me for it daily, is that I packed in a 1-pint jar of coconut kefir that I'd already made. And you'll find that recipe. I posted it on my blog a couple of weeks ago. And I also packed in a couple of the aseptic package boxes of coconut water, so that I could, as I drank some of the coconut kefir every day, I could add some new coconut water back in to make sure that, you know, that it was staying fresh, and I would have plenty. And drinking at least 2 to 4 ounces of that every day or twice a day really does help keep all those digestive disorders kind of at bay, and your whole digestive system will love you for it. And then my 10th tip is to freeze at least 4 ice packs, you know, the kind that are in plastic containers. Freeze them, because as you travel, if you are able to choose hotels or motels that have refrigerators in them, even if they don't have a freezer compartment, if you stick those ice packs all the way to the back of the freezer, they will get so cold they'll keep your cooler. And then you can just supplement with a bag of ice if they don't have a freezer compartment. So here's my most important tip that I'm going to give you before we go for another break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you some of the top cities that you might want to choose as a vacation destination. So my most important tip is, in addition to being prepared, be flexible. Get off the beaten path, take a spontaneous drive, ask local people where you can find the best allergy-free, gluten-free, raw, or vegan restaurants, and who has the best food. And we will talk a little bit more about this when we come back from our break. I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today, I'm helping you get prepared for a fun and safe allergy-free vacation this summer. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I will answer a few of the questions that have come in and take some of your calls. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to citysolveurbanrace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Transform your life.
Well, welcome back. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today, we're spending the hour talking about ways to ensure that you have a safe and healthy and happy summer vacation this summer. And I think that, you know, from my trip, these tips have, you know, grown out of my recent move, and they really did make this one of the happiest and most successful trips I've had so far. My last tip right before we went to break was to be flexible. When you can plan ahead and then go the opposite thing and just really be flexible, you cannot believe what you can find. That was kind of the secret to me finding some of the best food I've ever had in my life on this trip and a few others. And what I mean by being flexible is to, you know, take a little time to be spontaneous. It's that decision to take this other route or to take this hike or to go into this shop or to ask this stranger a question that can lead you to some of the most interesting finds, when it comes to food on one of these allergy-free trips. So here is an example. I was in Albuquerque and I was speaking with the woman who arranged for my book signing at La Montanita Food Co-op in Albuquerque. And she told me that when I got to Santa Fe, I really needed to check out a place called Body. And so if you're in the Santa Fe area and you look up Body of Santa Fe, you will find this amazing place. Well, she told me that in regard to talking to them about carrying my cookbook. But when I got there, what I found was that they had an amazing restaurant, a vegetarian with vegan options and raw food options and all kinds of things. They had a whole gluten-free menu. It was simply amazing. And so I had one of the really nice breakfasts on my trip. It was beautiful omelet with goat cheese and avocado cream, and it was delightful. And I noticed that there were four or five other people behind me, and each person that walked up said, "Do you have gluten-free options for bread?" And of course, all listed on their menu. So it was a wonderful place. And I ended up finding a few things in their little shopping thing that were great little additions to add into my arsenal of snack foods along the way. So it's just it's a fun thing to just listen to what people will tell you when you ask, and sometimes even when you don't. Then when I got to Sedona, Arizona, I went to one of the places that's carrying my books. It's called New Frontiers Natural Marketplace. When I got there, I went to the department that carries my books, and I asked the lady who was working there and one of the customers if they could tell me where I could find the healthiest allergy-free breakfast in town, and they directed me to a little place across the street called Chocola Tree, and it is an amazing vegetarian restaurant with lots of also vegan and totally gluten-free, some vegan options, some raw options, and I had the hands-down best breakfast I've ever had. I posted about it on my blog. You should go back and look at it. And if you're ever in Sedona, you really got to stop there. I had something called a Viva Burrito, which meant that it was raw. And the wrap was delicious. Everything inside of it was delicious. But I simply got that tip by asking someone. And I picked this tip up, that tip of asking where you can get the best food in town, from Liz Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love. Yeah, sometimes I get those mixed up. But anyway, it's one of my favorite audiobooks. So I was listening to it. I've listened to it on many trips, including this last one. And that's her great thing was that she would always arrive in a city and ask the people where she could find the best food. And here, according to some websites, are the best largest cities for vegan, vegetarian, raw, and gluten-free foods. So they are Washington, D.C., Portland, Oregon, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Atlanta, Georgia, Seattle, Washington, Vancouver, British Columbia, San Francisco, California, Los Angeles, California, New York, Toronto, Ontario, and some smaller cities would be Olympia, Washington, Burlington, Vermont, Iowa City, Iowa, Bloomington, Indiana, Syracuse, New York, Topeka, Kansas, Worcester, Massachusetts, Lincoln, Nebraska, Providence, Rhode Island, and Boise, Idaho. Now, I happen to know that both Spokane, Washington, and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho also have some great stops along the way. As I mentioned, so does Santa Fe, which is kind of the foodie paradise of the world, one of them outside of New York, and a few other really fabulous places. But Santa Fe is in the Southwest, the foodie capital. And as I mentioned, Sedona. Some of these places have amazing finds. In Flagstaff, the New Frontiers Natural Marketplace offers a brilliantly amazing breakfast bar in their in that little grocery store. It's totally amazing. So you just never know what you're going to find. And there are also on the internet net lists of the top 12 best cities for raw options. And those include LA, Austin, New York, Miami, Montreal, Vancouver, Portland, Seattle, and lots of places in Hawaii, in Costa Rica, in Australia, in New Zealand, Thailand, the UK, and Spain. So there's no reason that you can't travel abroad and do fine if you just do a little planning ahead. And the reason that I'm encouraging you to look for things like raw and vegan restaurants is that they generally offer no grains or grain-free options, and they will never have dairy on the menu, and the foods are generally organic, super fresh. And if you're as lucky as I have been in places like New York, Santa Fe, and Sedona, you will find that you have eaten some of the best meals of your life in these places. So here is another thing to keep in mind, that breakfast is often the easiest to find when you're traveling if you're okay with either eggs or oats, because most vegetarian restaurants and even diners will offer vegetables that they would normally stuff into an omelet and eggs. Now, we have to keep in mind that some places like IHOP actually put pancake batter in their omelets. So you have to ask about that in advance, because you don't want those grains stuck in your omelets. And to make sure that if they do that, then don't get an omelet. Just get those veggies steamed or sauteed, and then have them put a poached egg on top of it. That's one of my favorite breakfasts I make at home. And if that's not good for you, if you have an egg allergy, or you are need GF certified oats, then then that meal is a little trickier. And so that's a great time to find a raw breakfast at one of these places, or to make yourself a shake with some of that yogurt and fruit and protein powder that I recommended that you bring on board. If you just have a shaker cup, one of those plastic cups with a really tight-fitting lid and the little wire thing inside that you can shake the heck out of, it makes a great breakfast smoothie. Or sometimes I actually carry one of those magic bullets with me, and I have a little charger for my car if I'm out on the road, or you can plug it in your hotel. But, you know, any of those things will work. As far as chain restaurants go, I found that the chain restaurant Schlotzky's offers a fantastic salad that has baby mixed greens and goat cheese and dried cranberries. You can even add turkey or grilled chicken if you like. Chipotle's is another great option, since they do, you know, they're kind of famous for their burritos, but you can have them make it naked, in other words, without the wrap, and just have them put it on a plate. And because you get to choose everything that goes in it, you know exactly what you're getting. And so you can choose all the individual components. But my one of the other things that I like, you know, to remind you of, that you never know. As I was traveling across the Southwest, I found that Rudy's Barbecue, of all places, was a great place to have breakfast, because they use corn tortillas, which I don't eat many corn tortillas, but in this case, you know, at least they were gluten-free. So I had a corn tortilla with the stuffed with eggs and potatoes and a little hot sauce on the side. So you can get some nice breakfast burritos even at places like that. So you just never know exactly what you're going to find. Well, let's see. A few other restaurant things that I want you to think about is that just being flexible enough to go and walk around a small town and look at the menus that are in the windows, or go inside and look at a menu and just let them know that that you have some food allergies and ask if they can accommodate you. You will find that so many people are willing to bend over backwards to be helpful to you when you let them know that you have some food allergies. And that's true all the way from just a little diner all the way up to a really fancy restaurant in town. You know, you can generally find something. And if there isn't anything much to choose from, you can always always find a beautiful salad somewhere, especially with all the little things that you've brought along in your arsenal of travel goods. So that little soft-sided cooler that you can find at Walgreens or CVS or, you know, your local drugstore is an invaluable little purchase for you. So I see that it's time for another break. So I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. We'll be back in just a minute where I'll kind of sum up some of these tips and answer a couple more questions. And so stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Civic and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transform your life.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about ways to ensure that you are going to have the healthiest, best allergy-free vacation this summer. So we've been talking about different ways to prepare. So I thought I would sum it all up in a few tips for you. There's 10 of them. So I thought these might be helpful to kind of condense everything down into a shorter period of, you know, to a shorter list. So here we go. Tip number one, be prepared. Plan ahead by choosing a destination or a route and then look up some options in advance. Or tip two, just go to a destination resort or camp that caters to your individual allergies or lifestyle. Remember, you can get on websites like glutenfreetravelsite.com or allergyfreecampingforkids.com. Tip number three, pack an assortment of snacks and emergency-style food options for those meals where there is really no suitable option available. And you will honestly find a few of those places. So remember, tomorrow on my food blog, I'll be listing some recipes and some suggestions and some photos of some of the food out of my cookbook that can be really helpful to you. Tip number four, visit the local healthy food markets or vitamin shops in each town that you go through to both restock your supplies, because you never know what cool new thing you're going to find when you go there that wasn't in your local market at home. And be sure to ask about the best options in that area for healthy meals. Be sure to mention some of your own particular food allergies or dietary restrictions. And if they don't have any of those or you didn't get a good answer, you can actually look up naturopathic offices or healing centers, and they may be worth just giving them a phone call, since they'll be aware of the healthier options in your town. If you're fortunate enough to, like me, to have Siri on the iPhone 4S, you can say, Siri, you know, find me the local healthy food markets, and she'll come back and say, I found 17 options in your, you know, not too far from you. And you can kind of review it that way. It's amazing what the world of technology has opened up for us. Tip number five, don't let yourself get too hungry. That's why you pack the snack food. Because if you get too hungry, it can be a recipe for disaster. Because once you pass that point where you're just too hungry, you're often willing to eat foods that are off of your particular diet plan. And then that can really put a monkey wrench in the rest of your day or even a few days of your trip. Tip number six, to keep your digestive tract in tip-top shape, be sure to drink at least 4 ounces of coconut kefir that you've brought along with you or some other fermented foods every day. Those probiotics that are in those foods will not only keep your digestive system moving along in good shape, but it will also give your immune system a boost. And anytime your body is under stress, even good stress, it does take a toll on your immune system. Tip number seven, drink plenty of water. This is essential to maintaining your healthy hydration levels, keeping your digestive tract in order, helping you sleep better, feel better, especially as I found as I was traveling across the desert. That was super important to me, is to make sure that I drank plenty of water. Take time. Tip number 9 is to take time to enjoy each and every vista that you come across. Gratitude and wonder surround you everywhere, whether you're in the mountains, in the valleys, on the prairies, in the desert, there is always something beautiful for you to see. And remember that taking time to enjoy yourself and to be grateful is just one of the things that helps that trip be memorable. The journey is more than half of the fun of arriving at your destination. And tip number 10, and this is a big one, is to be sure to pack your best problem-solving hat, because there will be moments along your trip when you're tempted to feel sorry for yourself or feel a little defeated or really believe there are no good options. But you can choose to use that your best problem-solving skills and turn that temporary, discomfort or that temporary setback into one of the most fun memories or some of the fondest memories you'll have about that trip. You'll be able to look back at some of these crazy happenings and consider them to be some of the best stories that you have to share with your friends. So seriously, these are the moments that can either make or break your vacation. So make sure that you allow them to make the vacation rather than break it. Because, everything that we do in our lives is really just a matter of a decision about how we want to feel about something. So take these opportunities to problem solve. Use your little arsenal bag of snacks, of foods, of things that you've come prepared with. And even if all you're doing is sharing a smoothie, watching the sunset, what else could be better? It can be amazing. So again, these tips will be available tomorrow on my blog site, OMG. That's allergyfree.com. I'll also be sharing a lot of recipes and ideas and some of, fleshing out a few of the things that we talked about today. I want to thank you for joining me today on Transformation Talk Radio. I always have an absolutely wonderful time chatting with you each and every week. Remember, I'm always here on Wednesdays at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, 1 Mountain, and noon Pacific time, where I'll always be here to answer your questions, to help you find simple solutions for your own everyday health. This is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthy, allergy-free vacation, and I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.